When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, we've been telling you about these Slammin' RTDs from Carnivore right here. You can get a 3-pack from $9.99. These are the cleanest and best RTDs on the market. 40 grams of protein, zero fat, zero sugar, and zero lactose.
I'm holding my favorite flavor right here, chocolate. All the flavors are amazing, but chocolate, always my favorite, my go-to. You can check them out. Go to MuscleMedsRx.com to order yours today.
Real show. You know that it's gotta be that time, so this is what we chant. What keeps on getting them all amped in advance? Come on. You and I rocking out with Iron Man FE. You get the general's point of view on top of Roger's rants. Whenever it's happening out, we're putting the most minutes in. You already know what that's about. You know that winners win. Crush whatever's on task, check the podcast. It's the champ and the tramp, let the bomb blast.
What's up, guys? We have, I think this mic always sounds weird. Do I sound weird to you or am I good?
Nah.
I sound normal. I sound normal? Okay.
Sound a little fruity like you usually
hey,
do.
Hey, listen, then I sound normal. We got a good one, guys, today. We got Francis back in the house. We had Francis on before, one of our early episodes. Yeah, that's better. Thank you. You made an adjustment there. He was formerly of the Island.
Still sound fruity.
Island Podcast Boys, and now he has his own podcast called Soaring Highs and Crushing Lows, yep. Philadelphia-based. And if you follow him on Instagram, this dude is fucking hysterical. I say all the time, he's either destined to become famous or go to prison. I don't know which, yep. But one or the other.
Maybe both. I
mean, maybe today, both. Maybe both.
They say if you're going to be crazy, you got to figure out a way to get paid for it or else you're going to end up in jail.
Right.
Yeah, amen.
Well, yeah.
Amen.
And that's, I have to correct you on the name, though. My name is Farnassus.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, my parents spelled my name wrong when I was born. As soon as I came out of the womb, bad things started happening. So it's been all downhill from there. There's been some soaring highs.
A lot of your material is very self-deprecating. Live with my mom.
Correct.
Love life sucks. Life's
getting better, but I'm still living with my mom.
Yeah. But that's the soaring highs.
Yeah. Right. It's always embarrassing when I have to tell the women, oh, listen, here's the deal. 33 years old, I have two roommates, mom and dad. All right. So sneaking them home at 33 is a little embarrassing.
That's great. That's like Weekend at Bernie's.
It's worse. It's actually worse than that. My dad's, you know, my both parents live. My dad's like deaf, walks around his underwear.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah. 41-year-old woman in the house. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
That's great, bro. So listen, last time you were on, we've been at this 4 years now. So it had to be roughly 4 years ago you guys were on. You came as the Island Podcast.
No. We were on theirs first.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
well, they came here first, and then
they
came back.
Came on ours.
He was working for Dippin' Dots, I think, at the time.
Mini melts. Mini melts. Don't get it twisted.
He brought us boatloads of mini melts.
Correct.
One of your stories was, I remember pretty specifically, before your job for mini melts, you're working for the post office. You literally had like less than a weekend. You had a dog attack.
Right.
You didn't deliver all the mail. You got fired.
Right. Crazy. Yeah. I had the shortest career in the United States post office history. They say it's impossible to get fired from the post office. However, I made it possible in just 48 hours.
Yeah, that's what it was.
My first day on the job as a post office, delivering the mail, deliver the first cul-de-sac. I'm like, you know what? I got this down. This is easy. My dad did it 35 years. It's a generational thing. I'm a chosen child. Make the next turn. Truck catches fire. Goes up in flames. Fucking end is billowing out. I'm like, oh shit. So I'm like calling for help. They come. They switch out all the mail. Give me a new truck. I get to the next stop. Everything's. I'm supposed to be at 14 Buttonwood. Next thing I'm at like 2 Chestnut. I'm like, this isn't good. So I had to bring all the mail back. The guy's like, listen, that was a rough first day. Come back tomorrow. You know, can't be as bad as the first. Yeah, right, exactly. Unfortunately, it got way worse because my first delivery the next day, I bring a package down the hill. Here comes two boxer dogs, like fucking Cujo. Was that dog in the movie?
Yeah.
They fucked me up. They chased, tackled me down. I was fighting for my life. They were ripping my leg apart. I was screaming like a girl. I'm going to be honest. Ah! I really was. Help! No one was around. And then I like drove myself to the hospital.
How'd you get
in
away?
The mail truck?
Oh, the dogs eventually just gave up. I was they didn't like the way I taste. Is this guy tastes like shit?
wait, were you actually on the customer's property, or you were still in
the street? I was on the front porch.
Oh, okay. Right.
Bleeding out, and then I like army crawl to the car. I get there, open the mail truck. You know, just leaking everywhere. Just during the. This is like May of the pandemic, so these kids are like playing basketball. I open up the mail truck. Where the fuck's the hospital? Like, holy shit. I get to the hospital. I run in. I'm leaking, like, bad. I'm, like, losing blood. I'm, like, going to faint. Sir, put a mask on. I'm like, fuck the mask. My leg's falling off here. But, yeah, that was – and then they fired me, like, a month later.
Oh, so you stayed on for a month?
Yeah, I came back, like, a month later, and they gave me, like, an impossible mail route. Like 180, like, parcels. I couldn't deliver them. So I came back at 8 o'clock. He's like, look, it's not working out. We're going to get ready. I was like, wow. This is going to be rough, you know. Getting cut from high school basketball was rough to tell my father, but to get cut from the post office where he made a career, this was a crushing low.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But the soaring high of that was I got a nice paycheck.
There you go.
For the dog attack?
Yeah. Well, you ever hear, like, when a poor person wins the lottery, it's usually gone, like, in a year? That's what happened to me.
A lot
it's
of gambling?
You had fun. Is that how you went to Florida?
Right, yeah. Okay. I took it all. It's white trash. You never let white trash person handle the money. And I gave it to an investor and stuff, but I was calling him like every 2 weeks. Listen, you got to send me $5,000. You know, he's like, "What the fuck?" So that money's all gone. But yeah, that's. I went down to Florida with the money, and Florida, you know, you think it's this great spot, but really, it's.
I remember your post from Florida.
I was in the west of Fort Lauderdale, a town called Davie, which is where the Ku Klux Klan originated, and I think they're still there. I think they're still there. There's some like signs like this might not be the place for
Frankie
me.
He just added that to his vacation list.
Well, I thought the Ku Klux Klan started in Indiana.
You would know.
They had like a rally in Davie, Florida, and it's like I was at a Burger King once down there because you can look if you're poor, Burger King's got $5. You can eat pretty good. And a guy dropped off a pamphlet right in front of me. He was like, join the White Brotherhood. I was like, oh, I'm all right, dude. Yeah, like, I'm pretty desperate for friends down here, but that's pushing it.
So why Davie, though? What brought you there?
Well, that's the only place I could afford. And I met this woman when I went down there, and she's my kryptonite. She's the ice queen, I call her. You know. So I went down there with her. We broke up like 3 months later. I was stranded in Florida.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was horrible.
So what did you do for work? Just live off your...
Oh, I was working for Mini Melts down there.
Oh, you were? Yeah, okay.
Slinging the ice cream.
You did a job transfer.
Yeah,
right
but Florida, on. Like, once you get away from the beaches, the beaches are beautiful, right? Get west of 95.
Mm.
That's the real Florida, and it's rough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... It's poverty. It's not great.
Yeah.
But then all the tourists come down. They keep you away. They keep, like, the shitty part away. And the rest of the state's cattle. Right. I mean, it's like all cattle. These guys took me boar hunting, and I'm not a hunter. I fainted.
You fainted?
Yeah, and they were all laughing.
At the sight of blood?
Yes.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I saw a dead boar.
No, you did not.
Yeah, and then,
and then
I tried to redeem myself by going deep sea fishing, and I fainted again.
Fainted again? What got you that one?
It's blood.
Blood? Like fish blood?
Yeah, there was too much of it,
bro,
man.
But your own blood, you're good with.
What's that?
Your own blood.
I guess. Yeah.
You're a Caesar. A masochist? Right?
I think it's a pussy is the term.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, yeah.
Mark that. That's a clip right there.
Yeah. City slicker.
That's fucking great.
Oh, man. So that's your thing? That you just pass out when.
I didn't know that it was my thing until I was recently. Exposed to it. Yeah. And these guys down there, like in the Everglades, they're a different.
You're from Philly, bro. You never been in a fight in your life?
No, I'm a pussy. We just went over this.
Really?
I was fast as shit, though. When danger had come.
Well, you got the Sean Brady story.
I know, right? Yeah, I'm not going to fight that guy. You crazy?
That's fucking great.
Kick my ass.
So this was before Brady was in the UFC, before he was even a fighter, right? It was like high school or something?
Yeah, but he would just. No one wanted to fight him.
Right.
So tell
the story. You were at a party, right?
Yeah, Sean had come to the party, and he said, listen, you know, I'll fight every single one of you one-on-one outside. And we said, no thanks. And we actually went back in the house. We were hiding under the couch. And to this day, I might tell my friend Tom, who was hiding on the couch, it was the greatest decision we ever made.
Yeah.
We might not have, he may have killed us and never had this successful career that he's having.
Yeah, that's true.
I certainly
he's
would
the
not.
Nicest guy.
Oh,
too.
He's fantastic.
Brady's
yeah.
the nicest yeah. guy. I mean, he's a fucking killer. Don't get it wrong.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah,
that's great.
But no, I would not fight him. But in Florida, though, I will get into this story real quick just to give you guys a great story.
Let's hear it.
All right. This story is how I got sex-storted.
Sex-storted.
Yeah. For those
of you. So,
That's the new one.
You get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into the why I wear a referee uniform later. People are probably, what the fuck is this guy doing?
He's officiating.
Right, yeah. Sextortion is like, all right, this is happening a lot. You know, you have teenage sons, right? You got to be, this is happening to teenage boys out there.
With this particularly?
Sextortion.
Sextortion. Okay, I've never really heard, it's a term.
Well, it's, I know, it's an
did
I too.
Did you coin it? Did you coin this term?
No, it's a real thing. Like, okay. Dr. Phil did a whole, thing.
Oh, really?
It. Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
So, basically, in Florida, I was very lonely. You know, I was fucking, had no friends. I was living in a crack shack of an apartment. And I matched with this woman on Hinge one day, and she was pretty hot. I'm excited about it. She's like, I'm from Washington State. I'm living with my grandparents. I don't have any friends down here. I was like, well, I don't have any friends either. So we hit it off. I find her Instagram. It matches the pictures on Hinge. So far, so good. We're going back and forth for a couple of days. We start Snapchatting. So one Saturday night, she sends me a picture of her with her bosoms out. Mm. And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. I was going to drive 2 hours north to go meet this one. This is how pathetic I was down there. So she sends me, she's like, oh, can you send me a picture? I was like, oh, I don't know if I can verify this is a real person or not. So I was like, yeah, fuck it, I think she's real. So I sent a cock shot. And then she sent another one of her playing with herself and was like, hey, can you send me one of you in the mirror? Which is, by the way, if you're listening, that's a huge red flag.
That's fucking right, that is.
Do not do this. Do not put your face in cock shots. So I'm just horned up at this point and lonely. So I'm in the mirror yeah, you like that, baby? And I'm saying shit like this. And then, and she's she's sending stuff. So it's getting crazy. She's sending videos of her in the shower.
But nothing with her face in it.
No, there's no face in it. Another.
She knows the game. Yeah.
Right. Should have been another dude, don't do this. Then the most embarrassing part was she said, can you spank yourself?
I was
in the mirror, I swear to God. this with my face in it. So then things keep escalating and I eventually climax. And you all know that
all undocumented.
Yes, it was all with my face in it, everything.
Oh my God.
So there was a great deal of shame and disgust. After that, I was just, Jesus Christ, put the phone in the other room.
You have the biggest moment of clarity right after you nut ever.
I'm covering my own juice. Look at me. As this is happening, this self-hatred and regret, I see a voice message on the Snapchat. The fuck is that? So I go over, I click play on the voice message. Francis Hennessy, you will send us $1,500 right now, or we will send these photos of you. Sends back all the photos of me. Jerking off, saying, yeah, baby, you want this? Spanking myself, face in the mirror. All the images. Then.
That's called, sextortion, but that's right. Catfish, too, right? Same thing, kind of?
No, catfish is when you meet somebody that doesn't look anything like they
when
look
they
in
meet
their
them.
Pictures.
Right, but that's kind of like she's catfishing him at first, right?
I guess. Right. Yeah. So then I get a text message, all the same videos. I'm like, fuck. And I know about this because it happened to my brother the week earlier. Sorry, Bri. I should have known better. So
wait.
You got your whole family.
Your brother just happened to your brother. A week ago.
Yeah, and he told me about it.
He told you about it.
Right, and it got
and
me.
Still fucking got it.
And I was making fun of him. You're a fucking loser.
Holy shit!
That's how horned up we. That's how horny we are. But anyway, this story gets crazy. So then it's
it gets crazy.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. So then, they send me my grandma Anne Marie Hennessy, a picture of her Facebook. And she's been dead for 5 years. I was like, send her the picture. I don't give a shit. I could care less about it. And then they sent me my mother, my two sisters, my aunt. And the first person they were going to send it to was my aunt. And I said, oh, fuck. So the first thing I did was when they had all the numbers added up. They had everyone's number, address, everything. They're going to send these videos. I just put my phone.
What? Through what?
See, I'm not exactly sure how they do it, but I guess they go through Facebook and they get your Facebook friends and their phone numbers are on there. But anyway, they had all the numbers, and they were going to send it if they didn't have $1,500. Now, I don't have $1,500. If you're listening earlier, I blew all that. Yeah, it's all gone. So there is no coming into $1,500. First thing I did was I put the phone down and ran away. Just ran.
Yeah.
Sprinted. World's collapsing around. Oh, my God, my family's going to see me jerking off.
This would be one of the crushing lows.
This would be, crushing low. So I just walk all the way to the Sunoco. In Florida, you can get booze anywhere. So I just grabbed a bottle of Pinot Noir, my favorite wine. Finished it. I said, fuck this guy. He's not gonna blackmail me, motherfucker. So I came back and he had 30 messages. Francis, what's it going to be? $1,500? Or your family see these pictures? I said, you know what? you know what? I got nothing to lose. Fuck it. Send the pictures. Send the pictures. Send the fucking pictures. So he sent them. But, yeah, everyone saw the pictures.
No.
But the worst part about, now this isn't the worst part about the whole thing, but like, when I talked to my mom about it, I said, look, I'm just lonely down here. This is like embarrassing. I can't, this is my most private moment. And she understood. But the one thing was, she just could not believe how big my cock got.
How about your aunt?
she's a lesbian, but she I guess she didn't like that too much. So wait, and then it gets, somehow this story gets worse. So now this is when I look up what just happened to me, and it's sextortion, Dr. Phil and everything. I'll just send you
the bro, what happened to your brother, too?
I know, I'm an idiot, I know. I should have seen it coming, but goddamn, that chick was hot. One of the most disappointing parts about it, that she wasn't real. I think we could have fell in love, moved to Washington. I was looking forward to it. So now I start getting worried, like, all right, they got these pictures of me jerking off and saying weird shit. Like, they might send these pictures of me to someone else. My head's, I have very anxiety. I'm like, oh my God, what if they send this to a kid or something, right?
Yeah.
So I'm fucking free. So I go to the FBI. In Miramar. Well, that's what they tell you to do.
In Miramar FBI?
Yeah, Miramar. It's in...
How did you know these people from Miramar?
I just looked up on Google the nearest FBI office.
No, but how did you know these people were from Miramar?
Oh, I didn't know. No, Miramar is a town in Florida.
Oh, I thought Miramar, yeah. Like the country.
No, is that a country?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Shout out Miramar.
Frankie, he doesn't have $1,500 to pay ransom. You think he booked a flight to Miramar?
No, I didn't say, no, I thought you said the person was, the fucking accent he gave kind of sounded like Miramar. You know what I'm saying?
I know, right, but he said I went to Miramar. So. You just walk it. You don't make an appointment.
No, I called.
Oh,
they said, yeah, come in. I came in at like 1:30 and I walked in. There's these two fucking dickhead FBI agents. They look like me, you know, like same age. Like, yeah, just come and talk to us. I was like, well, basically, I was pretty horny this weekend. And I thought I was talking to a girl and she's asking for money and everything. Like, oh, you got sextorted. I was like, oh, fuck. He's like, well, it's happening around the country to teenage boys. How old are you? I said, oh, 32. It's like, well, how'd you fall for this? I don't know, dude. I'm just, come on, just like tell me out here.
Yeah.
But yeah, around the country, this is actually like fucked up. It's happening to teenagers, and then like they're killing themselves because they don't know like what to do. Like you see these like star football players that happens to, and it's like they don't know what to do. And even if they come up with the money, it's never gonna be good enough.
Right. They want more, yeah.
Right. You give them 250, and like, dude, I was so like annoyed when I left there. I had the number still, I just kept sending them cock pics the rest of the week. I said, fuck this guy. You want them? Here they are.
That's great.
So, I mean, after that, he stopped fucking with me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's kind of my method out there. I mean, if this happens to you, just unfuck it. Send it.
Yeah.
That's so what? Great. Oh, surprise. I masturbate.
Yeah.
I think,
trick me.
I think caring too much is a problem. I'm a little programmed like you, Frankie can tell you, but I think you just got to say fuck it sometimes. Oh, Dave Portnoy, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a video of him smashing a girl and he's like, listen, I fuck, big deal, I fuck.
I know, but like, yo, like you're obviously, you don't give a fuck.
Right? I don't, yeah, right? Exactly. God,
but think about you're some Christian boy.
Right.
That's like parents have no idea and he's down in Florida like trying to do Bible studies and he fucking gets hit up with this. Well, that's the dude that kills himself over this.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I think they're trying to get someone that's like married. Someone that's a pastor or something. Literally, no, they're going to run into a 33-year-old living by himself in a crack shack who delivers ice cream and just doesn't give a shit. Yeah. I mean, I had no one to really, you know.
So, wait, did your brother give a shit? Did he pay?
No, they said, I mean, my.
So, your whole family just looking at you and your brother's cock.
Hey, what can I say?
They're like, damn, they got you too.
Your mom's like comparing them.
Yeah, we're a couple of horny boys. I don't know what to tell you. You got
You're
us.
Healthy. You're healthy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You got to keep that poison pumped out.
That's
of you.
The sextortion story.
That's a great story. Yeah. Bro.
Dude, I got to tell my kids about that.
Yeah.
You know
I'm surprised.
Because
my sister told me like someone came to their school and was warning the kids about it.
Right. I'm sure the kids know.
Son has a crazy story. Nothing to do with sex, thank God. But the fucking dude wanting to pay him for a football pitcher or something?
Yeah, that was a little some shady shit. Somebody kids hustled us, yeah. Yeah. I think he hustled us too.
But I'm being serious though.
Hustled you? Yeah. Oh, your son.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, the story don't fucking make sense,
but
bro.
It was an actual check, wasn't it? Was
yeah.
it a real check?
It was a real check. Well, he was going to buy pictures of you for that much money? Like, I don't know. Don't sound kosher to me. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It was a weird story. But.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of scary, the internet now, because it's like, I mean, when the internet first came out, like, I remember the first pornographic website I looked at was Mike in Brazil. Oh, God, that was a great website. And there was A Street Latinas and RoundAbrown.com.
Yeah, I remember.
But now there's just, now there's just A Street Latinas was fantastic.
A Street Latinas.
Oh, my God. Mike's apartment. Anyway, I could go on and on. But now it just seems like there's so much. Bang Bus. Yeah. Now it just seems like everyone with social media, so it's scary. Like,
I know. Well, everybody's got an OnlyFans now.
I can't imagine what kind of nonsense. I mean,
yeah, anybody can have an OnlyFans, though. Yeah.
You got a good start on one. You got a good start.
Yeah.
So like any chick, you think any chick in OnlyFans like just start making money, just doing
a lot too, right?
Vulgar
pretty
stuff.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I know, but like think about it. Like they're gonna be like, that's forever. Right?
I know.
The internet's forever. Like someone captured that and has that forever, and then like you know it's like oh that's my mom's butthole. You know.
Yeah.
Listen,
I
agree with you, but you know, like I agree. I couldn't date a girl like that. I would. You know,
I'm not even talking about that. I'm saying for the person themselves.
But I'm
not
saying
dating a girl like that.
And the economy in the world we live in now, you almost can't fucking blame these girls. Like you go, you graduate with a college degree, you're making, you know, if you're lucky, like $50,000 a year now, and you can't live off that. You know, these girls are making
integrity,
hundreds of that.
You know, you want
I agree. Listen, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Maybe I should get an OnlyFans. Yeah, get out of my parents' house.
Yeah,
start stroking it in different positions.
Yeah, you know? you're halfway there, man. There's like two versions.
I mean, your aunt might fucking.
There's two versions of OnlyFans, though. Like Brady. John Brady has an OnlyFans, but he doesn't do the nudity shit. He just does.
Bro,
like,
you know, I see John Cena talking about the OnlyFans, and he's like, and like I don't know if it's a parody. It's his Twitter, or his ex, or whatever. And like he's like, yeah, I'm going to be jacking it tonight on my OnlyFans. But like, is he like doing like is it like.
Probably.
You know, like a fucking. Like jacking, like, jumping jacks or some shit.
I doubt it. He makes too much money. He doesn't need to do it.
Yeah, no. He's like Mr. You know, he toes that line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I feel embarrassed when I see like on the news. I'm like, nearly half of Americans, 18, 29, are living with their parents. And I'm like, all right, oh, fuck.
Just over
33. Yeah, I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But maybe I, you know, listen, women,
right.
I got kryptonite, you know, the woman, I fell in love with this woman. She said, come to Florida.
Ice queen?
The ice queen, yeah. Mm-hmm. I had bells and whistles. I went right down there.
Wait, you fell in love, like, over the internet? Never
no,
met
no,
her
no,
before?
I went down.
It would be,
right, it would be far-fetched.
Yeah.
But I've had, like, so many jobs in the last, like, 10 years. I was a probation officer for, like, 6 years.
Wait. A probation officer?
I was a juvenile probation officer in Philly.
A juvenile.
That's how I met the guy from the other podcast, Brett. We were cubicle partners in probation.
Wow.
And then
sounds
I got...
Sounds like a good job, no?
Well, I got arrested myself. DUI.
Okay.
And then the case got thrown out. And I shouldn't be telling this on the air, but fuck it. Who cares at this point? I'm 33. I beat the case. I don't know how. I mean, the judge was like, this guy was hammered. And I still somehow... No one got hurt or anything. I just kind of like crashed into the back of his car. I beat the case, and then my job was, okay, we'll give you your job back. They tell me, come in for a drug test tomorrow. I'm like, all right, cool. I was drinking the night before. I didn't know alcohol was on drug tests.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is. So I failed for the next day for drug alcohol.
Oh, man, that's crazy. That's
but then they were like, we just don't know if we can have you around the children of Philadelphia the way you drank. I was like, Philadelphia? Have you seen this fucking place?
I noticed that you've been railing against some of your more recent Instagram posts. You've railed against, obviously, you cracked me up, the one where you got the $100 ticket for doing 52 and a 45, and you're talking about all the quads and dirt bikes with no license plates.
Yeah.
That was funny as hell, because that is true in Philly. But the other one was you were railing against some family court. What was that about?
Yeah, like, when I got fucked, they wouldn't give my job back for the alcohol, I was snapped down. Like,
fuck? That's what it's for.
Yeah, you smoke cigarettes, that's a drug. It's nicotine. And then... I may have said some other things on the way out the door. But now they're desperate for probation officers, so I tried to get my job back again, and they called me for an interview. I was all excited. I'm halfway down there. I parked the car. I'm walking in. They get a call like, hey, it was a mistake. We actually can't interview you. We can't have you working for the city anymore. I'm like, the city of Philadelphia has blacklisted me. I'm like, this is crazy. Really? Like, of all the things.
Did they see this video?
Yeah, no, the video I made afterwards, but
I know.
My social media,
afterwards.
If kids, if you're listening out there, you cannot get a job if you have crazy social media. So, I just.
Well, it's becoming more and more the way. Like, we've had some cops on here that are concerned about their social media content because now there's a license to be a cop. You have to have a special license. And part of that is a 5-year review. Is it 5 years? 7 years? Review of all your back from social media. And if there's content on there that, you know, isn't acceptable, then you can't get a license now to be a police officer.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of crazy because you think if I just going to get political, but if you're conservative and you say something like,
well, that's what it is.
Yeah, you, that's, yeah. But if you say, hey, I'm fucking, you know, cutting my cock off and becoming this and saying something crazy, it's completely natural.
Right? It's, like, yeah. It's just the world we live in, yeah, for now. I hope it's not always that way, but it's the world, it's the dynamic we have to live in now, you know?
Yeah.
It's, you know who gets railed against and who doesn't, you know?
Right. Well, I saw, Frankie, I saw, did you see the, there was a fight at a wrestling match. Was that in Jersey?
Yeah, at Phillipsburg. Looks like kind of like, so, they call it, that's like on the border of PA, though. It's called the State Liners.
Yeah, so like it's crazy because there was a fight at this ref game I was reffing 2 weeks ago. And it's
what,
like,
what do you ref, basketball?
Yeah, I ref like youth games, like 8 to 10. These parents are completely out of control these days. I mean, it's just nuts. They're screaming at me. And like, by the way, like, I know I'm a loser, okay? I live with my parents. I put on these stripes. I come to the game. I don't need to get harassed by you for $20. I think parents out there, and maybe I'm wrong, I think they get a kick out of it. Like, I'm gonna go fucking scream at this referee. You want to let him know he fucking sucks.
Dude, Frankie's got a great story about that. Please. He give him the condensed version because you already told it on air, but give him the short version about the ref grabbing Tino's arm. You fucking about to kick this guy's ass?
Well, yeah, I mean, the guy was cool. I was getting along with him the whole time, coaching all the kids. But I was not feeling great, so I was a little under the weather. And my kid is wrestling, and he has the kid's on top. My son's winning, but he kind of has like legs, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but kind of has him on his back a little bit. But nowhere near where he'd be pinned. Maybe calling back points, and all of a sudden, boom, the ref's like, slaps the mat, boom. I'm like, what? I'm like, bro, his fucking shoulders were like a mile off the mat,
right?
Because I couldn't see the other side of the mat. So my I almost walked out into the mat, and I'm like, all right, you know, I can't do that. So I'm like, dude, what are you know? And saying my son's wigging out, and the guy picks his arm up and raises it, but like kind of violently. So then I went out, and I'm like, don't you touch my fucking kid. And right. His face was like, whoop, like, you know, yeah, I saw a ghost. He's like, I'm just sorry. He's the winner. I'm lifting his arm. I'm like, oh, my bad. I don't know. He was the defensive pin.
Yeah.
But I'm like, dude, say something. Like, well, I'm right. Fucking bugging. Say, no, he's the winner, you know?
Yeah. It's,
but, it's, yeah. Good. Then afterwards, he's like, oh, so you don't, do you not want me touching your kid? I'm like, I said, no, dude.
Yeah,
no,
he's all scared.
His emotions got a hold of it.
No, dude, it's like the craziest referee story ever, though. I was reffing a 10-year-old girls championship game. Sean, would you open this for me, please? Thank you. My assistant. <No.
laughs> Andrew, could you rub my feet for me, please?
No. Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, it was my mom was the coach of the one team, and this was unbeknownst to the other team at this point. But the other team hits a half-court shot at the end of the game to win the game. The ball hits the rim, hits the wire, drops in. They start celebrating, going like they won the championship. Here's me. No basket. Hit the wire. So, like, I took the championship away from this girl. Like, took, like, the best moment of her life away from her. But
it was for the rules.
Right, it hit the wire.
The rules, yeah.
Yeah, so then, you know, everyone's trying to kill me. I literally had to, like, they're coming after me. They're, like, they're chasing me around the gym. I'm running from them.
Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. So then I'm in the hallway, and, like, they got me pinned up against the wall.
No way,
Yeah, and I was, like, I was only, like, 22. It's like, my mom, like, runs the league, and she's the coach. I was, like, Mom! And then the coach is like, Mom? That's his mom? His mom's the coach? And they did. It was a fucking nightmare.
Oh, my God.
But these parents, like, sometimes they'll say this a lot. Hey, ref, call it both ways. I'm like, listen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know who these fucking kids are. I don't care. I'm trying my best out here. I'm losing $300 on the Brooklyn Nets right now. I don't care about the 8th grade basketball game.
Oh, man.
But it's rough. And parents are just getting worse and worse.
So can we talk a little bit about when you weren't here the first time? It's weird because we have a podcast set up in this room now, but we were actually guests on your show because you brought your mobile podcast to us, right? We had a folding table in here. Essentially. But yeah. We did our first podcast on you guys' podcast network, right?
Yeah. I mean,
but anyway, you had a falling out with the Island Podcast Boys, and I never got down to what it was all over.
I'll
what
get
was
into it.
What was it? Because you guys are back now. You're friends now. You and Santilli.
Well, Santilli, me and Buttle are friends. We've lost the other one to the wayside.
Okay.
He is corrupt now. He's with the Little Ice Man, I call him.
wait. Who are we talking about?
Yeah, well, fuck it, Brad. You know? Yeah, it's like, all right, there's always three sides to stories, right? His, hers, and the truth. And yeah. I'll give you mine, and Brett can give you hers. And then there's the truth. But, like, you know, what happened was we started this podcast just as three friends fucking around. And then
we're doing a lot of mobily from bars.
Right. It was going pretty good. But I was doing, like, the bar reviews. Like, they would go in, you know, they would get me just hammered. Give me, like, 13 shots of Jameson. Like, go review the bar after that. So I'd walk out, just fucking bars. Fucking... The bartender, Donna, she's hot. And then the bar would be like, there's no Donna that works here. You know? So we were doing stuff like that, and it got pretty, like, somewhat notoriety. Then we tried to make this iced tea drink. Iced tea.
Yeah, dude, you guys got your logo on the side of it.
Right, they took my logo off that pretty quick. But then this company, Hoop Tea, they got bought up by Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah, you brought that here when you came here.
Right, that was the original. And then they were like, hey, like, listen, no offense. And I don't blame them. They're from Maryland. They got bought up by Anheuser. Fuck you. Yeah. I'd be out, too. Fuck these losers from Philly. I'd have left, too. So then, yeah, to come up with, like, how are we going to make this drink? That's where the little iced man comes in, as I like to call him. He's the guy that runs CIL Ice. You know, he's worth like $70 million. So he gets Brett and Santilli. Now, this time, I just moved to Florida. But I thought I was still going to...
Why do the Donald Trump?
He's a little ice man. He sells ice. It's because he's little and he sells ice. I thought it just writes itself. I have a problem with these ice nicknames, it seems like. Well, anyway, then I started like sending them videos from Florida for them to post on the Instagram. And they'd be like, ah, dude, we're not posting. It's not posting. I was like, you know what, motherfuckers? I built this fucking podcast. You know, that's what I'm saying. I am somewhat to blame, too. Okay. You know, post this fucking video. Like, they wouldn't post it. Like, when I first moved to Florida, I had a rooster living in my laundry room. It was insane. And so I was like, this is good content. But they wouldn't post it.
So you had stroking your cock while you were cocking it back?
That's exactly right. Well, that thing got rid of, too. And I was the only, that was a rough, I got to tell you where I was living in Florida. It was a rough neighborhood. And, so one night I was like, just told them, like, take my fucking videos down then, motherfuckers. And they did. They took down, like, every video I was ever in on the podcast. But I thought, like, I helped, like, build that shit. So then they ran with the little ice man. And he has a daughter who runs the company now. She's the 29-year-old CEO. Well, last couple months, she was the 28-year-old CEO. Now she's the 28. And I guess, like, Santilli and them felt they weren't getting compensated enough. So they left. So now it's just Brett. And he's the only member of the Island Podcast left.
No way. Yeah. So he's a one-man show?
Yeah, that's not a good show at all.
No way.
Yeah, it's horrible. But I think, like, our spiel was we were just a three.
So it's just Brett, and he has the
well, he has that
endorsement.
Nice, man. Okay. And he has the 29-year-old CEO and the other girl. They run the whole thing.
Okay.
It's insufferable.
Really?
And then they went down to Florida. They're down in Florida now, too, which made me so bitter. So that's why I'm like, fuck these people. You know, I thought Florida was going to be a dream. It turned out to be a nightmare.
Oh, shit.
But anyway, yeah, it's pretty much it. It's dissolved. It doesn't exist anymore. But Soaring Highs and Crushing Lows does.
He's killing it, yeah.
And we're doing like stand-up comedy and stuff. So,
do you have guests on Soaring Highs and Crushing Lows?
We haven't yet because I'm running out of my parents' basement. Sometimes my dad runs up. He walks around upstairs like a goddamn hyena. I don't know what he's doing up there. And he messes up. We got to get that going. That might actually be funnier, though.
Yeah.
Hey, come to my parents' house for
a minute. Yeah. That would be great.
I got. There's plans to get out of there, though.
Was that wedding crashes?
Yeah.
I never know what she's doing up there.
Yeah.
Ma, the meatloaf.
That's what's going on in that house. It's bad. Got to get out.
So why did you ultimately leave Florida?
Ran out of money. Didn't have any friends. Things didn't go well down there. You know. I mean, Florida also, like I said, the weather down there is fucking insane. Mm. The one day I woke up at like 5 a.m. to go to work, pouring rain. 8 a.m. pouring rain. 10 a.m. I tell my neighbor, I'm like, yo, this is like. Fucking hasn't stopped raining for 5 hours. Like, oh, you're from fucking Philly. That's what it does down here. It's a 1,000-year flood in Fort Lauderdale. Everyone lost their cars and shit.
Yeah.
It was nuts. It was last April.
Well, that was just recent. I was down there right after that happened. Like, right after that happened, yeah. Were still down there?
Yeah, it was. I had to get. It was a fucking.
I was probably down there when you were down
swimming
there.
Swimming in rainwater.
That's funny.
And the Floridians are like, this is what we do down here. Yeah. And they bring out their fucking wakeboards and start wakeboarding in the streets. I'm like, this is like insane. Well, yeah. Florida to me is paradise lost.
So can we talk about your experience with Uber and what happened there? Because you made a post about that, which was hysterical.
Well,
you got fired from Uber, right?
Oh, and that's, yeah. Well, the crazy Uber story was in Florida, in Miami. I picked up this lady and she gets in the car with this three kids. And I'm like, oh, you got to put seatbelts on. She's like, we ain't putting no fucking seatbelts on. I was like, all right, this is like, I can't drive unless you buckle these kids up. She's like, I ain't fucking put. So we're driving. Next thing you know, I start smelling poop and diapers. And, you know, that smell. I'm like, don't tell me this kid shit his pants. So I dropped him off. I go back there. Just shit everywhere.
No.
Unbelievable. Really? All over the backseat of my car.
No. And but there's a fee for that, right?
Yeah, but it's like takes a while. There's like a whole like process you got to go through. Then another time, we picked up a lady at Broward County Hospital. She gets out. This baby had to have been fucking 2 hours old. I mean, it's like in just out of the womb. She's like getting in the back seat. I'm like, yo, like, I'm not driving you with that baby. So she wouldn't get out of the car. I got out of my own car, took the keys with me, and went in and got security. I was like, this lady's in my car with a newborn. I ain't driving her. Like, driving Lyft's wild, dude. You get some crazy stories.
Yeah, because you can't hold the baby. It's got to be in a car seat, right?
Yeah, I should have drove with the baby like this.
That's what you're trying to do?
No, she just wanted to sit in the back with a newborn baby.
Oh, my God.
Driving Lyft is just like, you're taking your life in your own hands. Yeah, it's like, and then like Uber.
Well, you're mostly picking up drunks, right?
Well, Lyft is worse than Uber?
Well, Lyft's better because you make more money. There's like more like, but when I had to change my insurance, I switched over and I called, this is the story. I called Uber. I'm like, hey, man, let's switch my insurance. And he's like, we can't let you drive, Mr. Hennessy. I was like, what the fuck? I've been driving for 2 years. I got 1,500 rides. Not one problem. 5-star Uber rider. What the fuck? He's like, yeah, your name doesn't match up to your insurance card. I was like, all right, dude, listen. My parents spelled my name wrong when I was born. Don't hold this against me. And then he's like, yeah, we can't let you drive Lyft. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you're going to hold it against me? It's just. Oh, man. Meanwhile, you hear every story, like people getting abducted on Lyft.
Yeah,
stuff.
Exactly.
What, like drivers?
I think it's more happens. I think it's kind of like 50-50, to be honest. Really?
You ever see that one with a dude in the back, like Andrew could probably pull it up, like holds up the guy, he's got a gun to his head, and a cop just happens to pull up behind him and sees it going down. God, and then next thing you know, the cop's got the gun to the dude's head. It's like a gun to the driver's head, and then the cop's got a gun to the Uber passenger that's attempting to rob the driver. It's pretty crazy.
If they were to rob me, I mean, they'd be greatly disappointed. I mean, I'm not sure what's in the checking account at any given time.
He's got some fucking Minnie Mouse over here.
I had a new job now. I was telling Roger for the show, and this is actually really embarrassing. Trying to get my life together. So I got a new job as a truck driver.
Oh, Roger's a truck
driver.
I'm a bro.
And by the time this airs, I'll probably be fired anyway. But my last week was my first day driving on my own.
What kind of truck?
26-foot box truck, 13.
How many GVW you running over there?
I'm not even sure what that means. So this is my training. Well, anyway, I was like coming down Cherry Street in Philadelphia, very crowded street. There was like a fire engine in the left lane. I was like, fuck, I can't get around that thing. So then I'm pull up behind it. I'm there for like 10 minutes. An ambulance comes up like with its lights. The guy's like, move your fucking truck. So now I'm trying to inch by, clip the back of the fire truck.
Oh, yeah.
Firefighters like, get the fuck out of the car. I was like, holy shit. So that happened. They're like, hey, listen, it's your first time driving. Don't worry about it. Monday morning, I was backing in with loading dock and clipped the guy's mirror. So this is not the greatest start to a career ever. So we really got to hook this comedy takes.
Have you ever hit any stuff with your truck?
I've gotten to an accident, but not at fault. I got into a pretty good one on Route 37, but a girl fucking pulled right out in front of me. It was her fault. She got the tickets. Yeah, not that I can think of at fault.
It's not easy.
Yeah, that's crazy. So you do something with bingo and comedy. Can you explain that? You call it Wingo, right?
Monday nights, I host bingo, and it's getting controversial. Last night, the same table won 4 out of 5 rounds. There's people accusing me of cheating. I said, listen, I respect the integrity of bingo. It's the last honest thing we got left in this country.
Pretty much.
And, they're accusing me of cheating. But I do bingo every Monday night, 8 to 10, and it's 50-cent wings at the Malt House. You were there.
Oh, there. That's what you're doing. Yeah, yeah. No way. That place is great. That's Eddie's.
Eddie's spot. Yeah, he's in there. Yeah. It's a great time.
What's the name of the sandwich we had?
The Witter Wadowski.
The Witter Wadowski. Yeah.
The kibasi cheese too.
Yeah.
It's good shit.
It is good.
The wings are phenomenal too. It's 50 cent wings. And it's every Monday night. So
you're in that neighborhood?
Yeah, I live right around the corner. Okay. Well, my parents though.
Okay. Yeah, right. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's
I like that place.
Yeah, they were like, hey, what do we want to offer you like for pay? And I think I was like, oh, just give me free beer. And that's probably like $200 worth every Monday. So it's working out.
You do actual stand up?
Yeah, the first show we ever did was at this bar and we sold it out. It was like crowd was wild. I just basically told the sextortion story. I mean, that kills.
Yeah.
And I told the story about the priest. I don't know if I remember this.
Let's hear this story.
No.
Oh, the priest story. Yeah, I was a Catholic altar boy for way longer than you should be. I was an altar boy when I was like 16. But I started when I was like 10. My mom was like, she's involved in the church. Like, Franny, you need to be an altar. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, mom, these guys are fucking weird. There was one priest, Father Brennan. You can Google this. He's a sick, sick pup. And I remember one time when I was like, my first ever impression with him, and he was like, what's your name? I was like, I'm Francis. He's like, where are you from? I was like, I'm from Philadelphia.
So you do call yourself Francis. So
yeah,
I was wrong.
And in Florida, that's how I go by Francis. So we go down there, Fran doesn't exist. But the priest was like, where are you from? I was like, Philadelphia. He's like, Not the city, you retard. The street name. Smacked me across. I said, the fuck?
Really?
I was like 10 years old. I was like, oh, shit. And then he was always like, Hennessy, you're a tenth away from being retarded. I'm like, dude, this is like, is this guy supposed to be talking to me like this? He's a priest. And the one day, like, he was weird. And it was a hot summer day. It was we were serving altar boying for a funeral. And then he pulls in the rectory. He's like, what are you doing after this? I was like, I'm going to the swim club. He's like, there's no better way to cool off after hot, sweaty sex than by jumping in the pool. And I was,
he said hot, sweaty sex?
Sex? Yeah. Sweat. And I was like,
sweats?
I know.
I thought they're not supposed to have sex.
I unless you're a boy. But I was like, what the fuck? I was like, nah. I'm good, dude. And then, like, I went home, told my friend, we told our parents, they're like, that didn't happen. I was like, well, definitely did.
Wait, they're saying it didn't happen.
Of course, yeah. It's God.
That's how it usually happens.
Then it's like, yeah. I was like, 10 years later, I'm like driving home from Wildwood, Jersey Shore, get home, getting in the shower, got to get a bar to my mom's like, there's two FBI, another running with the FBI. There's like, there's two FBI agents downstairs. I was like, what the fuck? I was going to go out the window because at the time, you know, doing a little illegal sports gambling before it was legal. So I was like, this can't be it. The book's only $500 big. Like, so I go downstairs, two guys in suits again. They're like, hey, I just want to talk to you. Do you know this guy? I pull up this one guy, Father Engelhardt. I was like, oh, I know him. He's like, anything happened? I was like, nah, dude. He's like, weren't you an altar boy for him for 4 years? I was like, yeah, nothing ever happened. He pulls up Father Brennan. I was like, all right, that guy's kind of weird. And it's all he says. He's like, he ever touched you? I was like, no, he didn't touch me. Like, all right, listen, man. Like, a lot of people are coming out, like, with the, you know, that they retire. It's not a big deal. Like, well, hide your identity. I'm like, dude, I didn't get fucking touched. I'm like, if I did, I would tell you. I know what they're paying out. You think I want to be living here with mom? I mean, all I did was give a blowjob at 10 to get out of this. Nah, yeah. Joke, that's fucked up. But shit. It got really fun. It gets dark. I mean,
it
was.
I don't mean to laugh because isn't horrible. Obviously, there's the stand-up side of it, which you are. But he obviously was convicted of.
Yeah, what happened was the two kids that he like molested, they killed themselves before it went to trial.
Did you know them?
I did. I didn't know them like that well. They're a little older. But then he was like, they were going around trying to get evidence. Like, hey, what happened? I was like, listen, he said this, but you know that mother, he didn't try it.
Does it bother you?
What, he wasn't into me?
Yeah. You know,
kind of. I used to put the Eucharist away like this. Father, is this where you want it?
Yeah.
Right over here. Jesus. Nah, that's too fucked up. I'd also be like, Father, are we serving enough red wine? Maybe a little more. But that's pretty fucked up.
That's horrible.
There's another guy, Father Kaufman. I was in high school. I was like running up and down these steps at the grade school. I was like, had my shirt off. Just
so you went to all Catholic school growing up?
Yeah, I'm a recovering Catholic. And he was like, this priest pulls up, he goes, exercising, are we? I was like, yeah. He's like, if you ever need to take a shower, the rectory's open. I was like 17 at the time. I was like, dude, I'm good, man.
Wow.
But
you were onto it by that point.
I mean, I was onto it by 10 years old because we were watching 8th Street Latinos.
Right.
Yeah. We already knew about sex.
But I'm saying, but between a priest and an altar boy, though, was that hip? Were you hip to that?
No, I didn't. No, and that was kind of.
No, I'm saying not that you were doing it. But right. I mean, was it known that it was a thing?
No, yeah, I mean, I kind of like, we just thought it was like, dude, that Father Brennan says sexual jokes.
Yeah, because you're, whatever, yeah.
You didn't think you, but they prey on kids that like don't
so
have.
So what is the, I mean, that dude's doing life in prison?
Yeah.
Is he doing life in prison or they ship him over to
got him on lying to the FBI because they couldn't get him on the rape charges.
Wow.
But he lied. He said he didn't know this family, that family. That's where they're going around to all the houses.
No way.
So what? No kid. I guess it
came forward. Yeah.
They church didn't try to cover it up for him.
I'm sure. I think they did a call. I mean, dude, they shipped all those guys around.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
It's really
fucked
up.
Yeah,
it's fucking crazy.
But did he do time?
Yeah, he's still in jail.
Oh,
yeah, good. But he's like 80 years old.
Good.
Yeah, pretty fucked. Yeah, pretty sick.
Wow.
The worst person though in grade school was Judith Devlin. And I'll call her.
The whole name.
Oh, that was my fourth grade teacher. She set me on
Was she a nun?
No, she was a teacher, and she was nasty. She set me on a path of destruction. One day, she calls me up to the board. Francis, come up to the board. And they were doing cursive. I couldn't figure out cursive. I still can't. And by the way, cursive is fucking useless. Is anyone using it?
They don't teach it anymore.
Oh, yeah, but I was
writing. You know why they say one of the...
But they do. I think they still teach it.
They say so that you won't be able to read anything the forefathers wrote.
But they still teach you to sign your name, I think.
Really?
I think so. Because you need to have that signature.
Yeah. She sent me at the board and I couldn't get it. I was like, Billy Madison, like, do a Z. I was like, fuck, I can't get this. So I was sitting, I feel her presence behind me. I'm like, oh my God. She was a towering woman. And she goes, give me the chalk, Francis. I said, oh, Christ. Give the chalk. She goes, if I only had a brain. And all the kids went, if I only had a brain. I stormed out of the classroom. I was humiliated. I went home that day, had 10 beers. Haven't looked back since. So this getting picked on by the Catholic school teachers, harassed by the priest, was not a great experience.
Oh, man, no. I can
and my
see
dad was like the high school, no, the grade school basketball coach. So if a kid didn't make the team, they'd come put me in the locker and shit.
Oh, really? Yeah. Damn.
This is the way. This is why I am the way I am. This is a therapy session.
Yeah. Hey, you're on the couch. On the couch.
You ever think about like taking a Brazilian jiu-jitsu class or anything like that?
I don't think I can't. This is the whole thing with fighting. I can't throw my left at all. I don't know how to do it.
Jiu-jitsu is grappling.
Yeah, that's the art of grappling.
Maybe I should try it. That'd be good content. Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. Hit up Sean.
Yeah, he'll kill me.
I'll get you started.
I'm sure he would help you. He's a good dude. Sean's a good dude.
That would be fun.
It'd be awesome, buddy.
Yeah, I'll probably get rid of this beer belly, too. Yeah.
We had another. Are you familiar with Duke Gomez? He's got a pretty popular online presence, but he just makes fun of liberals all day. He just does reaction videos.
They're easy to make fun of.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, he was in here a couple weeks ago. And he's like, I've never been in a fight in my life. And this guy's controversial, so you would think. You know, I'm like, bro, how do you guys not know how to, like, fucking take care of yourself, especially with your personality?
I know, right?
You know.
Run. But, dude, speaking of the liberal, what do you still see people wearing masks up here?
Yes.
Yeah. Alone in their car?
Not a lot, but you definitely see them.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Do you say anything? I mean, I have a cousin that says shit all the time. I'm just, dude, leave him alone. But
whatever.
I want to, but I don't. No.
Right.
I'll be like, I can't hear you. What? What? Right. Can't hear him, you know? But it's so silly.
No, it's the guy next to me by himself in the car that pulls up next to me at the traffic light that is just, I don't understand it. If you got comorbidities and maybe you're compromised and you want to wear it out in public, sure, whatever. I'll humor you.
Did you see what the CDC said? You're in your car by yourself?
Who's fucking poisoning you?
Did you see what the CDC said?
Yeah, treat it like the flu.
Treat it like the flu. So,
which is what we all said.
We're just an AC for states, and I'm like, and the guy comes up, he's wearing a mask, and I'm like, yo. Yeah, I'm just talking to my boy. I'm like, CDC is just treated like the flu. Well, did this motherfucker used to wear a mask for the flu? No, he didn't. Well, he shouldn't be wearing a mask. Right?
Yeah, it's not
stupid.
And where nobody's, listen, I don't want to get political because we do it every show, but
no, it's fine.
We ain't seen Fauci in fucking a
yeah,
year.
Where is he?
You know?
Yeah, I never got the Fauci ouchie.
No way.
Nah, so I was never going to get it.
No way. But I'll never forget, bro, how bad it was and how people treated other people.
Looking back, you know what the craziest story was? When I was a bartender at this bar, Harrington's, they come in, right? This health department. They come in, they go, I had a mask on, but like, you need to have a shield on, too. So a mask
Spit
and a shield.
What?
Yeah, and then she's like, we don't have food here. So you're serving food. There's peanuts and pretzels in the bar.
Oh, my God.
She said that was food. I said, you fucking kidding me? And they like hit him like a $5,000 fine.
Yep.
So it seems like the government shut down more small businesses than
the actual disease.
That's
exactly what they did. Yeah.
Like, they just went around harassing people.
Yeah. They were writing, I was at an establishment, I won't say it, I don't know if they want their name out there, but that got fined because people were not sitting when they were, what was it? You had to sit to eat, right?
Yeah,
People were standing up that weren't going to the bathroom. You can only stand up to go to the bathroom or something like that.
Right.
So they got a fine because people were standing up without,
it makes sense.
Yeah, it made no sense.
Watching you go to the bathroom. See if you
stupid.
Wash it. That's what I joke about the bathrooms, there's gender neutral bathrooms everywhere now. What they've done is just made it easier for cokeheads.
Mm.
That's all it is. There's just people go. You go to a club in the city, it's all one room bathrooms.
Yeah,
what do you think's going on in there?
Yeah, exactly.
You think they're all just going in there and using the potty?
Yeah, exactly.
Not what's happening. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're here for comedy. Let's not get into politics
because
we'll go all day on that subject.
I wear the referee card. This is kind of my shtick now.
Okay.
Frankie the referee. I do videos every week about, it's called Referee School for Idiot Parents.
All right.
And parents, I feel like when they get their kids involved with basketball, they only know like a couple rules, and I don't know how it is like wrestling and stuff. I don't know the rules, but like 3 seconds in the lane, these parents are like, 3 seconds, 3 seconds, three. I'm like, yo, shut the fuck up. The rule was made for Will Chamberlain, who was 7'1".
Yeah, right.
I'm like, your daughter is 4'2". The score is 6-4. Relax. And then they always like hit me with this, like, yo, call it both ways. You're cheating. I'm like, I don't fucking give a fuck. I've been out all night, okay? I'm hungover as shit.
Yeah.
The lights are too bright. I don't, like, I'm not cheating this game. There is, like, dog officials, though. I'm sure it is, like, in every sport.
Yeah, yeah.
These guys show up. Like, they don't look the part. Like, come on. Get the hair slicked back.
Yeah. Come on, get the whistle.
You know, I'm ready to go, but it's like, It's just the
harassment. How did you get involved in that?
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, your dad was a coach.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And I played like basketball in high school and college, but I just, my whole family's been like refereeing, coaching and stuff. It's rough.
Would not be the career I picked. Best career you've had thus far. What's the best job you've had?
Oh, my God.
Far?
Well, it wasn't substitute teaching. That was a nightmare.
Oh, God.
Did I tell that one?
No.
I can't. I'm just going on story time here.
Let's go.
Yeah, I was a substitute teacher and I was the only white guy in the room. And they just harassed me. Like, my last name's Hennessy. So I go to the board, I'm typing out H E N, and they're like, oh, shit, is that fucking Mr. Hennessy? I'm like, oh, my God. And then, like, there's like, I couldn't control the class.
They call you Hen Dog?
It's just like, no, I think they're calling me Bussy. But I could not control the class. I remember these one, it was eighth grade, these girls were filming me. I'm like, what the fuck? They're filming me. Yo, Hennessy, you a virgin? I was like, no, inappropriate question. I bet you a virgin, Hennessy. Hey, yo, look, he's a virgin. And like, they're throwing shit at me. So the one day I was, I left the school and I went pumped gas on Broad Street in North Philly. And here they come, like a caravan of these eighth graders from the class. I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to get jumped. So like, hey, Hennessy, now you broke ass motherfucker. Look at that car. Like, I was driving like a Honda. I'll never forget that. They were funny as shit, though, because I wore like a khakis and a sweater. They're like, hey, yo, Mr. Rogers, you got a droopy ass roof, motherfucker. Because I had a Honda with a droop roof. And the one kid was like, I ain't never seen a fucking droop roof before. My grandma don't have a droop roof, motherfucker. Oh, shit. So they were kicking my car, harassing me and everything. And I turned the corner and I said, I'll see you on the 6 o'clock news. That's all I said. Next day I walked in, you would have thought I made a death threat because I had to resign.
Get out of here.
Yeah, like, did you tell him you'd see them on the 6 o'clock news? I was like, not in that. Yes, I did tell him that. Like, what did you mean by that? I was like, oh, they were kicking my car. They were calling me a pussy, calling me like every name in the book. So I just said, I'll see you on the news. And I lost that job.
Wow.
And then I was a mailman and I got bit by the dogs. Hmm. So that was a short lasted career. I was, did. Roofing. I'm scared.
What happened to you? Actually, seems like the career you stuck with longest was not Dippin' Dodge. What's it called?
No.
The Dippin' Dodge shit. What's it called?
Minnie Mouse. Yeah, yeah.
You actually made a job transfer with that one. You went to Florida.
Yeah.
What happened to that?
Just
one?
The pay wasn't. It wasn't good enough pay. Yeah. And there was a tyrannical boss down there, Mitch the bitch. Hey, Mitch, if he's listening. He was nuts. He had like OCD. You ever work for a guy that has like OCD? It's like,
he's my
like,
dad.
He's like, the ice cream's got to be facing a certain way. I'm like, all right, dude, relax. You're like, just chill the fuck out.
I used to, my neighbor's dad was the head coach at OCC for women's basketball, the Ocean County College. So they used to have like summer league games.
Yeah.
And we had to do like the score and the time. And we fucking didn't want to be there. Summer is hot as shit.
Yeah.
The fucking ball go out of bounds. I let the clock keep going. The games are the quickest games in the world, bro.
Dude, I always tip out the clock keepers that do that. Yeah, here's an extra couple bucks. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, oh, dude, you would have loved my table or my court.
You know what I could see you doing? Because it's a great show. You got a like a good personality for it. And some of the people on there kind of rise to a little bit of notoriety. You know that show Parking Wars?
Oh, my God.
I could see you fucking doing that, dude.
Parking thing? See, my mother would love you because she...
like a meter maid?
Yeah, but they follow them around, and some of them have, like, you know, kind of eccentric personalities.
But one got shot in the head for giving a ticket.
Like, on that show?
I don't know about on that show, but that's
how
scary
Cops
job.
Ended. You know the TV show Cops that was big back in the day, the original one?
Big back in the day. It was like... They got rid of it because of COVID, I thought, or like you know, just because of like
no,
police
got
brutality. And
a
stuff.
TV, a camera guy got shot. That's why they did away with it. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they got rid of it like right around the whole George Floyd, all that bullshit.
No,
that's
I think they got
rid of it.
I think it was before George Floyd. Pretty sure. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't. I can't be a cop though because you missed the part where
I don't think
faint
it's cop.
It's
not a cop. You're a parking enforcement.
I think in Philly it's probably just Philadelphia's.
Yeah, listen, they see you with a little badge on.
Oh,
shit.
You get harassed. You get harassed.
You don't got a gun, so
you get harassed anyway. You might as well do
that's
that.
That's true. That is true.
And they'll follow you around with a camera, and you can be kind of famous.
Well, when I was a probation officer, they loved me because I'd be like, listen. You're positive for marijuana. Come back next week. You know, it's like, and I said that on camera now because I'm not getting that job back. They made that perfectly clear. So.
You know what, man? You need people like you in the system.
No, I was like cool with them. Yeah, and then like, also, I tried to paint this picture. I'm like, hey, look, I fucked up, got locked up.
Yeah.
And that was a scary weekend. And I was like, I kind of understand this. I can help these kids. I'm not like judging, you know. I'm not trying. I mean, if someone's a violent criminal, it's one thing.
Right.
Getting stoned on the weekend. Oh,
been there before.
So am I. But they took me to the Philadelphia jail. Oh, my God.
What was that for?
I'll tell you why, but I cried. I was crying in there. I'll never forget this one guy goes, fuck you crying for? I was like, I'm just scared, man. I'm going to lose my job. He said, man, shut the fuck up. He goes, I'm going upstate for 30 years after this. You're fucking going, you know, first offense. Shut the fuck up. I was like, all right. Yes, sir. And then they put you in this like cell. Like, there's like 60s in there, and there's one toilet. I thought that was a joke. That chat. Like, dude, the one guy was shitting. I swear to God, I'm laying on the floor. Like, what's going on? And they bring you cheese sandwiches. And
just cheese?
Yeah, I accumulated a bunch of them and used them as a pillow. But there was no sleep. No. It was just only terror.
How long are you in there for?
Like 28 hours, and I cried for like 15 of them. The mugshot's great, though. Speaking of that,
they say if you get booked on a Friday, it's the worst time because you got to stay on Monday to see a judge, right?
It was bad. And this lawyer in Philadelphia, he's unbelievable. If you're going to DUI, I'll give you his name, but I can't say it on camera. But he must be corrupt because
he got you out of it, huh?
I have no idea how. Everyone was shocked.
That's funny.
Like, completely or a lesser charge?
No, everything got thrown away.
Everything.
And if you would have saw the toxicology report, you would have said, Jesus Christ. Is that fucking Jim Morrison or Fran Hennessy? I can't tell the difference. This guy's fucked up.
Holy shit, man. But, that's fucking great.
Yeah, that's my life story there. That's about all. That's a, you know, I'm
didn't disappoint at all.
In a nutshell.
You did not disappoint.
How did I do with the story?
Bro, you got a gift for Gab. You got a gift
right.
for storytelling. You should do stand-up. Like I said, bro, you're destined for prison.
So, you do stand up. You fame. Said you've done stand up like a set, like a
yeah. Well, it's funny. The first one I did like it was like 17 minutes.
Wow, and
it
went that's really, fucking
yeah, crazy. But it went like really well, and it was like a packed bar. Second time we did it, I don't know.
Now, okay, I'm sorry to cut you off.
God,
did you prepare?
I did.
Like, did you write stuff?
Yeah, I had it all written down. I was walking in the woods, like you know, in the park by my house, reading them out loud,
and
going
you've
over.
Never
it.
Done anything before.
This no stand up.
First stand up.
Yeah, it was.
Wait, you did 17 minutes
the first time.
Holy shit!
However, the second time. Big crowd, same again. I fucking ate shit. Yeah. I told like 3 minutes of jokes and just
fell on your face.
Got overwhelmed.
I paused and I could not get back on track. So I said, "Well, that's it," you know, and cut it off. The best joke I had on that one, though, I'll tell it. And I said, "You hear the story about Gypsy Rose?"
Yeah. The girl that was convicted of murder.
Right. That's
the one. I don't know.
Murdered her mother, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So Gypsy Rose, I'll tell you in under two minutes. She was a girl from where's Katrina at? New Orleans.
Yeah.
So she was like a family got relocated, and when they got really relocated, they said she was handicapped, couldn't walk, had leukemia, had all these things. So the whole neighborhood they moved to, I forget where it was, maybe Texas, they took her in. Mm. They took care of this woman. Well, this girl had nothing wrong with her. The mom like made the whole thing up. So she like meets a guy on Christian Mingle, and he comes to town, and they go to the prayer Cinderella. They fuck in the bathroom. Then he kills the mother. This kid that killed the mom had autism. Dude, this story's crazy. He had autism, so goes to trial, whatever. Like, he got, like, 20 years.
And she got, like...
Fucking 18 months.
Yeah.
And she's out now, and now she's, like, living this life, and she has this boyfriend, and everything's happy. But I'm like, dude...
Oh, I've seen this, yeah.
Right.
With that big, heavy set, dude.
Yeah.
And I said, man, shit, I thought Tinder was dangerous. Should try Christian Mingle. These motherfuckers are ruthless. The fuck you with Cinderella? They kill your mom. I mean, it ain't happening on Hinge. But that story...
Well, you know, I haven't done Hinge.
I pay for Hinge, and I can't get any likes. They keep sending me... I pay, like, a good amount of money.
Will you pay for Hinge?
I didn't know you
paid for
Hinge.
Is this where you got extorted?
No, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Damn, bro.
Have you ever had, like, a good date on Hinge? And do girls look like they do in their pictures?
What is Hinge, though? Hinge is like
all
Tinder?
Catfish.
Yeah. I mean, the best date I ever had on Hinge, this girl, we went and got drinks and dinner, and then she said, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not into you at all. She goes, let's just split the bill.
Yeah, like,
I said, yeah,
don't
great.
You at least respect that? I would respect
I
that.
I loved it. I said, thank you so much. Because every time you go on a date, it's like
$200. Yeah.
I mean, I took a girl to Olive Garden one time. She was so offended by Olive Garden. I said, fucking bill was $180.
Yeah.
Fucking, right. What do you think?
$180? I thought that was all you could eat, soup, breadsticks,
I don't know what
salad.
Happened. Then. She wanted goddamn, the finest
Olive
wine.
Garden, isn't that? All you can eat, salad, and soup, and breadsticks? Like, all you can
eat? Yes, not, but I'm on Hinge. Hey, ladies, if you're out there, listen. Hey. I live with my mom. Things are up and coming now. Relax. We're going to get out of there by 35. And this is my online dating profile. But when you pay for Hinge, it's kind of embarrassing. It's like you just get unlimited likes. So you can just sit there all day, and I never get any matches. I got one last week. It looked like Shamu. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. I said, I can't. How am I going to meet you with a harpoon? She was a little too big. Okay, so.
What is your pet? If you could do anything, what would you do? obviously you don't want to be driving.
I enjoyed being in probation. I was helping out kids, dealing with kids, but they.
So you don't want a life of like stardom. You don't want to be a big podcast star. I would love that. You don't want to be a stand-up comic.
I would love that. You don't want to be famous.
Why don't you just go? I mean, I don't know how it works with stand-up comic over here. You know, just go to clubs and do sets, right?
Yeah, like I'm gonna have to go try that. I'm also a little
dive in. I'm sure Philly has a stand-up scene, right?
I'm just a little on edge though, because like I have a little jokes that are like, I just don't know, like,
no, I let it go. What you can say and what you can't.
Yeah, it's like that guy like Shane Gillison. They're just
his story is such a great story. Right. I mean, he got canceled. He said, listen, he told it on Rogan. He's like, bro, I got canceled when I was poor. There's no worse time to get canceled. I was poor. I got canceled.
He thought he got SNL like booted him. See, and they just asked
right, but he said nobody knew who he was.
He just went on SNL. Yeah, kind of stuck it to him.
He's killing it now. Yeah.
That was great.
I mean, that's
cool.
Great. I love
you.
See
the people in the background like not smiling at all.
Yeah. No, yeah. The girl. Yeah. The musician.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, I think we're getting past the point of political correctness where people are just saying, fuck it, just say
I'm seeing,
honestly, if you could walk the line of political correctness, you don't seem like you're that type of guy, so just might as well lean into it.
Right. You're right. Yeah, you know? It's like George Carlin's my comedian hero. He's hilarious,
great, bro. He's great.
He did the thing. He's like, these people want to save the planet. What are you fucking nuts? Mm. You can't even take care of yourself.
He was way ahead.
He's like, save the planet.
He was so far ahead of his time.
He did one special a year.
Yeah, it's
for like fucking 20 years.
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah, just pretty much made fun of the stupidity of.
He did stupid people.
I did stand up. Five minute set.
Tough, right?
Yeah, it was tough. Oh my god, I did it at the UFC. It was like in front of 250 people.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It was good. It went all right. Yeah. It was a gracious crowd. You know what I mean? It was a great crowd. My best joke was, what I said. I have more time in Octagon than anybody in the history of UFC. I was like, my face has been punched more times than Will Smith's been hit by Jada.
Yeah, that's pretty
then,
good.
I said if punches were dicks, my face would look like Paige Van Zandt's inbox.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah,
I think you're right. Tides are turning a little bit. People are leaning. I mean, Sean Strickland certainly leans into it heavy. Even Dana White, he don't give a shit, bro. Yeah. He's uncancelable. Although I don't quite understand why he's drinking Bud Light now, but what's his name?
Yeah,
it's Kid Rock.
Kid Rock, he's you know, you can't make that guy be politically correct.
Yeah, but he, you know, all these dudes, man, they're all, I don't know.
Posers, you think? Some of them?
No, I don't know.
Dude, if I had their money, though, I wouldn't give a fuck. I would say whatever the fuck. I mean, what are you going to do to me? I'm Kid Rock.
Right.
Say whatever the fuck I want.
Right.
People are still, half the country's going to love me, half the country's going to hate me.
Exactly. Right. That's how it is. That's why I just pretty much say how I feel now. You know, like, yeah. I don't care.
I got to walk a line, though, because they're going to fire me and then back to your parents' base. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. I got to get bit by another dog.
Yeah.
And that was a good payday.
Can I ask what the payday was on that?
It was like $60,000.
Dude.
Yeah, I have a little left, but not a lot. I lived it up, though. You ever see Ferris?
So you could have paid the $1,500 if you wanted to.
Right, yeah.
You could have.
My dream was to live out Ferris Bueller's day off, and I went and did that.
Everything he did,
but besides getting on the parade.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I did it, so fuck it.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's fucking
and,
great,
here I am. Invest your money, guys. Goes quick.
Bro, so when did you, when did you get the money? You know,
oh,
when?
My God. Yeah, it was March of 2021.
So if you got 60, the payout was more than 60 because your lawyer always takes a chunk.
Yeah, these lawyers are insane.
Yeah.
It was 96.
Yeah. Wow.
So you got 36,000.
Wow. Damn.
And he did nothing.
Damn.
I could have just, the person whose dog bit me was like, he had a huge house. He was, listen, here's the rabies shots. Here's this, here's that. He's like, I have homeowners insurance. Like, just whatever you need. So I was like, why the fuck did I need a lawyer?
Yeah, exactly.
So he's like, this guy was willing to, and he asked me, he's like, if you don't make a police report, you know,
take care of
it. They won't put the dog down. He's like, I don't give a fuck about the dog.
Oh, he had to put the dog down?
No, he didn't. Because he called me and was like, can you please not? Because he's like, this is the first time it's happened. And I was like, I honestly don't care. Yeah. And he's like, I'm gonna do everything. He did it. He was cool. He was like,
do you have like permanent scars from that?
On my legs, yeah. They're pretty up here. Yeah. Damn. It was pretty gnarly.
You could see them on Hinge when you're naked spanking your ass. You could see the scars, right?
I'm a dog bite survivor. And I'll tell you what, though, I love dogs and stuff, but like sometimes I'm in a park and like some dog comes running up to me. I'm gonna fuck this guy's on.
Yeah.
And the dog's like jumping on me, like, all right, relax, dude. And then the guy's like, hey, he's friendly. Like, all right, I'm a goddamn victim, man. Yeah. Yeah, it's like,
well, that's why I usually always try to meet, or Frankie does, the guest at the door, because Biggie, I love Frankie's dog, but he's intimidating.
He's got muscles, that
when
dog.
When you answer the fucking, when you first open the door,
he's nice.
He's super awesome, bro.
Yeah,
but
he don't jump when you aren't.
No.
Like that,
dogs are crazy, though. They sense fear. It's after I got bit, like, Went to my friend's house. His dog was always nice to me. I walked in, the dog was like, "Arr." I was like, "Oh, shit." Because I guess they just sensed that. Wow. Maybe like, you know, I don't know. This guy tastes good, I heard.
Boys with that dude. Right.
Yeah, Theodore and Sophia.
You ever been bit by a dog, Frankie? I've been bit like three times.
I got bit,
Did you? Once. Oh, yeah, yeah, breaking up a fight,
No, oh, actually I got bit a couple times.
Yeah.
Breaking up a fight, and then one time, the dog was, my buddy was on top of his dog. The dog like woke up and fucking bit me.
I got that one time. Ripped my fingernail off. It actually pulled my fingernail off. I got on a four-wheeler, my dad's four-wheeler one time, and started it, and this dog apparently didn't like the sound of fucking like a quad, I guess, and it fucking just ran over and grabbed my leg and like shredded my leg.
Yeah, this thing just got me quick.
They got like the lockjaw, too.
Yeah.
But I got bit by a pit bull, both arms.
Yeah.
That was your own dog, right?
It was my sister's dog. My dog was eating her dog, and I was trying to break it up, and he was like, whack, got me. Dude, and it's crazy, because I felt like my fucking bone in its teeth. It didn't mean, it wasn't trying to like hold on or anything. Right. Otherwise, I'd be fucked up. Got me once, and then boom, got me again. I'm like, what the fuck? Damn. I'm so pissed.
Yeah, I didn't feel the leg butt. I didn't feel it at all. I don't remember any of that pain. Then I was getting in the mail truck, trying to close the door, and it fucking came back again. Jumped up.
You again?
And I felt every single inch of that butt. I was like, fuck.
I thought there was two. It was only one?
No, it was two dogs. Theodore and Sophia were their names. Hi, Theodore. Hi, Sophia. Hope you guys are doing well. Listen, if you want to bite me again, I got milk bones in my socks. I'm not joking. I need another payday. And people are so happy. You know, years ago, I was in a lift and got fucking rear-ended. And the goddamn car flipped. I walked away with not a scratch. I never thought to sue.
No way.
Now, everywhere you see is, were you in a lift accident?
Call this
number. I'm like, fuck. I literally.
Oh, you were a passenger.
Both of us were completely fine. I'm there. Like, it spun around three times on the side of the road. I just got out.
Damn.
And he was the yard. I was like, I'm fine. You good? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, well, get another Uber then. I was like, I never thought this so.
That's crazy.
But we're living in a fucked up world. People, they know you can make money.
Yeah, exactly.
Why is every billboard in New York, Philadelphia, everywhere? Bro, it's a lawyer. Listen, they're disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of attorneys.
They're ambulance chiefs.
Only some.
Yeah, well, we got one. We know one good guy, but other than that guy, I'm not
a fan. That's the guy you got to use.
Yeah.
Next time I get bit, I'm calling him.
There you go.
Oh shit! Well, Fran, man, thank you so much for coming in. You're a fucking riot. I feel like it's only a matter of time before fucking you have your viral moment and you rise to fame because you're hysterical, dude.
I mean, I don't know. You seem like you like to stand up, bro. You should really run with that.
I'm my opinion. I'm going to. We got a couple things lined up. Working with another like Cross and Broad in Philly. We're doing some stuff with, you know, reaching out to people. So I'm looking forward to doing more comedy. Yeah.
You seem very comfortable behind the mic.
Yeah, to me, anyway.
Well, it's like the best is when I'm in the parents' basement. Like, all right, guys, welcome to Soaring Highs and Crushing Lows. We're live from my headquarters, my parents' basement.
But you have a great view, a great perspective of like the world and your life. Like, you literally have no secrets, bro. Who's gonna fucking talk shit about you or embarrass you or whatever? Well, you put it all out there.
Go ahead.
The World Wide Web, there's videos of you jacking. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm
saying. And spanking it.
That's what I'm saying.
And spanking it. And spanking it.
Which I can't believe that I was just listening. You know. The girl was hot. She said, can you do me a favor?
Obviously, it's a real girl. So are they working in cahoots?
Well, this is, I'll tell you how before I end things. This is what's the crazy part. Is what's happening is these guys are in foreign countries. I don't know where they are. But the one FBI guy told me that he thinks they have actual real girls that are like sex slaves, that they make these profiles, send the naked pictures, send the Snapchats, because the Snapchat was her from the Hinge. So I was like pretty comfortable with this being that girl, but it was not. And I hope that when you get to heaven or hell, not heaven, I hope that they don't have Facebook up there, because my grandma, do not open those messages. And all right, guys, let's go.
All right.
Lesson learned. Let it be a lesson.
Yes, sir.
On that note, man. So do you have anything coming up that you can plug? Or no? You just got the
bingo.
Podcast.
Bingo.
Every Monday night at the Malt House. It's Wingo. Okay. Yeah.
The Malt House is actually great. It's actually a lot of fun. And you might see Eddie Alvarez in there. So.
That's true. He loves it. But.
Great spot.
All right, guys, appreciate it.
Yeah, Soaring Highs and Crushing Lows is the name of the podcast. Check it out. Franny's fucking hysterical. Let's go.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, boy.
Guys, just a reminder, don't forget to find and follow us on YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and most other podcast platforms.